Blog Talk Radio.
Tony Fab Productions.
Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack the heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack the heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I'm all off in this group. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
And when you go hard for the truth, you better watch your back for haters, cause they'll sneak right behind you and look like an actual neighbor. When you got your mind on right, it seems like every day's a doomsday. Last week I found out my enemies, my roommate, don't care about what you say. Wasn't born on that Tuesday. Riding all through the night like I never seen a new day. If you do it bad, do it right. Don't be worried about some fools say. Don't be worried about some fools say. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. There ain't no need to pack a heat. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard. Tell them to keep attacking me. Whatever doesn't kill me just makes me go hard.
I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth. I'm all off in this booth. I go hard for the crew. The only reason I'm living is to go hard for the truth.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Sunday, March the 15th of 2015, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable, I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my brothers, today, my sister, we're talking about ownership versus employee mindset. Today, we want to talk about the difference between the mental disposition, the difference between the mental disposition of someone who is a leader and someone who is a follower. As you may or may not know, I only train leaders. The most mind-numbing thing that I hear is that everybody's not cut out to be a leader, or everybody can't be a leader. I hear people say that all the time, and it's a little disheartening, because to me, everybody is a leader. Everybody can't be. There is no such thing as a follower. I've heard people say that, you know, that there's too many chiefs and not enough Indians. Well, to me, that is the problem. Because if you understand what ownership mentality means, it's like if you are in a relationship. If you're in a relationship with somebody that you love, you don't really worry about what they do if you're an owner. A owner says that I am going to shower, or I am going to take ownership. I'm going to take responsibility. I'm going to ensure that this works. I'm not going to leave it to chance. A owner always thinks of ways to improve his business. Someone that's in a relationship with someone that they love, they always think, you know, of ways to improve the relationship. It's amazing to me, because if you get two followers in a relationship, the relationship doesn't work. If you get a leader and a follower in a relationship doesn't work. Relationships only work if you get two leaders. Now, the problem with that, the two leaders are going to bump heads because and if the two leaders don't stay in their lane. See, I lead in my area of giftedness. You lead in your area of giftedness. The twain, the two, shall never, ever meet. The problem in business, the problem in relationships, the problem in religion, the problem in churches, the problem in health and wealth and wisdom, the employee mentality versus the ownership mentality. A owner is enthusiastic about going the extra mile. An employee is enthusiastic about doing his job. A owner will walk into his business and he will pick up a piece of trash on his way in. An employee will walk past that trash and say, that is not my job. An employee has a job description. A owner doesn't. Relationships don't work because people have job descriptions. Oh, that's not my job. Oh, that's not my job. Oh, that's not my job. Now, don't get it twisted. I'm not talking about, you know, removing chivalry. And I'm not talking about having women trying to be men and men trying to be women. I'm talking about a mindset. See, when you develop an ownership mindset, you see significant changes in your business, in your work habits, in your relationships with other people, in your relationship with God, and your relationship with your children. Everything changes because now you have more pride. You have more responsibility. You have more of an investment. You are invested. When you are invested in a person, when you are invested in your business, when you are invested, and then you know the worst thing that you can do to someone is not requiring them to be invested. That is the kiss of death. You know, that has been the hardest thing for me to understand. And it's a simple thing, but my compassion is my weakness. Now, I've been knowing this for years. It first became just glaringly obvious when I worked inside the prison system. And this guy who was the head of the Mexican mafia, little guy, ran the whole prison. Say, Raj, man, you need to get out of here, dude. You don't belong here. I say, well, you know, what do you mean, Julio? And he broke it down for me. I learned more working in a prison than I learned at any job. I don't care, all of my classes I've taken, when I did my dissertation, when I did my PhD on theocentric ethics and behavior, dealing with celestial behavior, all the studying, everything I've done, I learned more working in a prison than I ever did in my entire life. Because that guy saved my life. Because he told me something that I knew, but I didn't understand how the enemy was using it against me. See, the worst thing that you can ever do is give somebody something for free. Oh, man, that's the kiss of death. Why? You're violating spiritual law. The Bible says, give and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together shall men give to your bosom. Whatever degree that you give, that same degree is going to be given back to you. But you don't give, you don't get. So you're sitting here and you're praying and you believe in God. Now, an owner is a giver. But an employee is a taker. That's why employees will never be successful. Now, can you have a job and work for somebody and be a owner? Absolutely. It is a mindset, brother. It is a mindset, sister. It has nothing to do with what you do, where you work, where you live, with the color of your skin. It has to do with the neurons in your brain. Are they firing? Is there anybody home? A mindset, a owner has a mindset that says, I'm not leaving it up to you to make this work. I'm going to make it work. That's an owner. A owner grabs the bull by the horn and says, we're going to ride, homie. That's an owner. An owner takes the reins. A owner is not going to, they ask, hey, do we need a volunteer to do this? Everybody look around. Nobody raise their hand. I ain't volunteering. I ain't going to come in on no Saturday with my day off. I don't think so. Bump that. But a owner, oh, man, an owner gets there early. A owner stays late. A owner goes above and beyond because it's his business. It is his company. But the owner owns his position. The owner is not trying to be the CEO. He's not trying to be the janitor. He's not trying to be the secretary. The owner masters his space. And when you master your space by law, it's the law of exponentiality. Try it. I triple dare you to try it. I triple dare you to outgrow your space. Watch how fast God promotes you out of there. I do it all the time. I tell people all the time, never leave a relationship. Outgrow it. Never leave a job. Outgrow it. Never trade in a car. Outgrow it. When you outgrow it, by law, you move on to the next level. So when you outgrow your current, now you got a poverty mentality, outgrow it. Now poverty, fear, fighting, and effort. That's it. But go to the next level where you want security and stability. Then go to the next level where you want one-of-a-kind items and you want to be able to the ability to actually go and be a giver on a broad scale, where you become a philanthropist, where you can actually go out and give back to the community. How about that be our goal? You see, brothers and sisters, you have to outgrow where you are. God is not going to promote you. Remember the story of the talents? He gave three guys the talents. One man buried his talent. The other one just sat on it. One man made it grow. He took the talents from the other two guys, and he gave it to the guy who made his talent grow. Remember the story of the fig tree? He's walking. He sees the fig tree. Now, by definition, fig tree, figs, right? If you are a fig tree, you should have figs on you. That's what Yahushua's mindset. He said that, number one, he was hungry. Number two, he was angry. So he cursed that fig tree, and it withered up and died. Why? It had no fruit. So guess what you think is going to happen to you if you don't have no fruit? An owner produces fruit. An employee doesn't. An employee only does his job, and he doesn't do that very well because of his mindset. There is no such thing as lack. We don't need followers. I don't train followers. I refuse to hang out with followers. People without access to information do not have or do not take accountability for their actions. That's the definition of a follower. Let me say that again. You see, an owner does one thing, and he does it very well. He's transparent. Now, you guys have seen me come on the show. If y'all listen to my other show, you've seen me come on there and say I'm a functional illiterate. You see me come on and I say I've cheated on my wife so many times I lost count. You see me come on there and say I've had over 45 jobs. I failed miserably. Started 23 businesses. Failed miserably. I've lost more money than most people have made. I come over here and I'm transparent. Why? There's no devil. There's no demon. Nobody can come up to me and air out my dirty laundry. I've already done it. What does that do? That lets you know that Brother Will, he's authentic, man. That he's kind of crazy, but, you know, he's transparent. In order for people to get involved in you, they got to see you. I'm not going to get involved with somebody I can't trust. So when you are transparent with me, I can be transparent with you. People without transparency do not take accountability. The problem with businesses, a lot of businesses, the owners keep the employees in the employee mentality. Now, if you join my Eagles Club, you can bring any of my members on here. They will all tell you. They know everything that I'm doing. In fact, probably too much. Because I want to make sure that I am training leaders, that I refuse to train followers. I am not a follower. I don't want to hang out with followers. I don't want to do business with followers. I only do business with leaders. Because with leaders, they don't wait for you to tell them what to do. Leaders are proactive. Owners, they don't wait. Everything is the owner. If you own it, you are the janitor. When I opened my coffee shop in my bookstore, guess who was the marketing executive? Me. Guess who was the CEO? Me. Guess who was the accountant? Me. Guess who handled R&D, research and development? Me. Guess who handled distribution? Me. Guess who ordered all of the coffee, all the books, all the products? Me. Guess who booked all of the authors? Me. Guess who set up the chairs for every poetry set? Me. Guess who took down the chairs? Me. Guess who vacuumed the thing? Me. Guess who wiped down and hung everything in my coffee shop was for sale? The furniture was given to me by a very wealthy a furniture store owner to sell. Every picture inside the coffee shop was for sale. I only put local artist art inside of my art and bookstore. All of the books, local authors, including my books. Everything, the cabinets, everything was for sale. You were sitting on it, somebody could come in and say, yeah, I want to buy that sofa, and they buy it right up from underneath you, and I place it with something else. A owner understands, and he takes responsibility for the growth of himself, for the company, and everybody around him. A owner doesn't say, I'm going to let the employee develop. The owner says, I'm going to develop you. Or I'm going to develop you, or you're going to develop yourself out of here. That's an owner. An owner, see, when you, most people, I've been told I'm a little extreme. That's what people tell me. People tell me, hey, Will, man, we like you, dog, you know, we like hanging out with you, man, but you're a little high strung. And I know exactly what they mean because, see, I got clear and I got quantifiable goals. My goals are not in a hazy state. I know who I am and I know where I'm going. Now, either you can jump on board with me and go with me. I don't want you to help me. I want you to pull up alongside and you do your job because I'm doing mine, homie. Are you doing yours? If you do your job and I do my job, guess what? Bam, we're going to be successful. See, success, my brothers, means that you are the captain of your space, not mine. Success is what I call cultural or purpose-based production. Okay, that's culture. It's cultural accountability. Your accountability to your culture, your purpose, your God, your DNA. You see, my brothers, is a owner. Ownership mentality is totally different. We haven't seen it. Within the African-American community, what is wrong? You know the word community means come unity. The word community means you come in unity. Go to the hood. Go to any hood and anywhere in any country. You can go over to Zimbabwe, anywhere. You will not see. There's no such thing as an African-American community. Zero. People tell me all the time, no, brother, you don't understand. There is no. I've been to communities. I've been to, you know, Cambodia. There's a little Havana. Go to Florida. They got a little Cuba town. All the Cubans came over there, set up their own culture. There's a little Chinatown. Can you find a little black town in anywhere, in any culture, in any city, anywhere in America? It doesn't exist. Now, what do I mean? You own the infrastructure. Anybody listening to this show, you own your own infrastructure. What does that mean? You own the systems of development. See, right now I'm in the process of purchasing my own system of development. I don't own my own publishing company. So when I publish a book, I got to go somewhere else. I don't own my own broadcasting channel. I'm here on Blog Talk. But the goal is I want to get my own antenna, get my own FM channel, and own my own. That, my brothers, doesn't happen. How many African Americans that you know that own their own? What about in the areas of energy? I don't know anybody. What about technology? You know any African Americans that own anything in technology? I'm talking about own it. I'm not talking about working for somebody else. I'm talking about you own the technology. You develop your own transistors. You got a computer? No, you don't go out and out. You develop your own. What about farming? What about agriculture? Have you ever seen an African American owned grocery store? I haven't seen it. Now, they say they exist. Don't get me wrong. They say they exist. I haven't seen it. Now, I'm talking about African Americans because I'm African American. The same thing could be held true for any race. I don't know. But all I know is I cannot find ownership because there is no ownership mentality in the hood. Now, you can go to my website right now, and I encourage everyone to please go to my website. Now, I got about 10 of them. This website is called wakeupblackamerica.com. There's an article called Leaving the Black Consumer Behind, based upon my experience with my coffee shop in San Antonio over the last 3 years, before I moved it to the Caucasians out of town. Leave the black consumer behind. Why? We are consumers. You know consumers? Have you seen the definition of the word consumer? It's like a black hole. Stuff goes in, it don't come out. You're takers, not givers. You see, an employee, he's a taker. But an owner is accountable. A owner gives accountability. He holds you accountable to yourself. That's what an owner does. A owner is a cookie blower. Because an owner says crazy stuff. A owner, now, an employee will typically take assignments and he will complete them based upon the description. He will do exactly what you tell him, no more, no less. That's an employee. They don't rock the boat. They exert just enough effort, just enough energy to accomplish the task. They don't have no enthusiasm. The word enthusiasm means entheos. That means in theos, theo, in theos. Enthusiasm comes from the Greek word entheos, which means God in it. Employees don't have God in it because God is purpose. Now, employees have passion. Owners have purpose. Now, people say, well, brother, your purpose is your passion. That's not true. See, I'm very passionate about sex. Very passionate. So, since I'm passionate about sex, is that my purpose? So, it is my purpose. God has called and gifted me to go around the planet and procreate. Is that my purpose? I'm passionate about it. I love to have sex, so that means sex is my purpose, right? That's not how it works. You see, in the employees think passion is purpose, but owner knows that purpose is vision. Purpose is a mental picture in the mind of the beholder. When an owner walks in, when I walked into my coffee shop, first thing I looked at was the sign. Is the sign on? Oh, the sign is not on. I need to call the sign guy. Man, I'm losing business. Was the flags out? Now, an employee, he would drive up. He don't give a rip if the company's sign is on. An employee doesn't care if the flags is out front waving so people can see that you're open. An employee doesn't care if the sign on the door that says open, open, open. He doesn't care if it's blinking unless it's in his job description. An employee doesn't care if on his way in he see Coke bottles, needles, and he see trash on the way. He walk right through it. He ain't the janitor. He said, well, who brought the cleaning crew? An employee he ain't going to vacuum. He ain't going to even clean his own desk. An employee does what he's told. And an owner, he does what he's sold. See, an owner is sold on his purpose. An employee is told what his purpose. See, an owner sees the big picture. An employee, they don't got no picture. Employee, they say, see, dollar bills, y'all. An employee works for cash. An owner works for cause. Owners, brothers and sisters, are enthusiastic about purpose, and they take accountability, and they hold you accountable. Now, I thought, and this is no disrespect, if my ex-wife was here, she would be on, she would tell you right now. We loved each other. There was no doubt about it. We loved, you know, man, 30 years with somebody, you got to have something, right? But what people say, well, why did it work, brother? You know, we were two good people. You know, the worst thing you can have is two good people together. I don't want good, man. I've done good already. I don't want mediocre, lukewarm. I want somebody who's enthusiastically in love with me. I want somebody that when they hear my name, their heart beats faster. When they see my picture, their heart races. I want that. I don't want no weak jelly back. I've already had that. I don't want no job where I just got to wake up and, oh, man, it's time to go to work. It's Monday again. Wow, the week. I don't want to live for the weekend. I want to freaking live every day. I want to wake up the way I wake up now. Now, I've set that up for myself, and thank God, by the grace and mercy of God, last night I was up till 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. Popped out of bed at 8. Jumped on the computer. Guess what I'm doing? Talked to a couple of people. I'm living the dream. Every day I wake up with no alarm. I don't live on time. I live on purpose. See, when you develop the ownership mindset, you will see significant changes in your pattern and in your behavior. You will take pride now in who you be over what you do. All brothers and sisters, I don't know if you understand what I just said. See, when I was an employee, I got my significance from what I did. And when the white man, the blue man, the green man, the yellow man took what I did, I was lost. See, I was in the Marine Corps. They gave me a uniform. And I got out of the Marine Corps. They said, we need your uniform back. I'm like, hold up, dog. I want to keep the uniform. Are you going to be here at 8? Are you going to go on a formation run? Are you going to, you know, you got assignment. We need you to go overseas and shoot at somebody that you don't even know. I said, yeah, I don't want to do that. Well, we need the uniform back because that's a requirement to wear the uniform. You got to do what you're told. Okay, keep the uniform then. They took the uniform. Guess what happened? I felt like somebody, like took my heart. Man, I worked hard. You know how hard it was getting through boot camp? You know how much energy and time I invested in it? And they just took it. They took my title. I could have stayed, but they took it. So my identity was attached to my job. And so I was lost. And since I didn't know my purpose, the most dangerous man on the planet or woman is a man without a mental picture. That fool will do anything. And that's what I did. So I went out, destroyed. Oh man, I don't even want to go down to all the stuff I did wrong. Why? I had no purpose. Then I got out on the police department. Bam, got a badge. They gave me a gun. Guess what they gave me? A uniform. Bam, I was back. Now, hey, my chest was out. Ego was back. I felt pretty good. Confident, a little arrogant. Then I saw some stuff, had a call. I didn't get no backup. I realized that, hey, man, cops are racist too. They didn't want no black cop. I didn't understand it. I thought we were a band of brothers. Yeah, we're a band of brothers. We just don't include black folks. Okay, well, I'm out. Okay, we need the badge and the gun back and the uniform. Ho, that's my personality, man. You can't take that. That's who I am. See, employees get their identity from what they do. Owners get their identity from who they be. A owner has a mental disposition that you can't take. You can't take my education. You can't take what God gave me. These are inalienable rights. See, I didn't understand the difference, brother. So it took me 40 years to figure that one thing out. So every time I lost a job, I freaking crashed and burned, came home, kicked the dogs, beat the kids, cheated on the wife, and I blamed everybody and their grandmother. Borrowed money and never paid it back. Man, I was a virus. Everywhere I went, I left a freaking trail of destruction. Why? I was a freaking employee. I had no vision. I had no responsibility, and I didn't want you to hold me responsible. I borrowed your money, and if you asked me to pay it back, I looked at you like you was crazy. I ain't paying you back no money. Hell, you owe me. Employees have a feeling of entitlement. They think everybody owes them something. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen. How do I know? I used to be one. Some of the stuff I did, even now, I catch myself every once I slip back into cray-crayness. They're like, oh, what the hell I'm doing? I ain't no employee. No, if I tell you I'm going to do something, I'm going to freaking do it. Owners, they say something, and they freaking do it. They don't wait for they don't wait for somebody else to do it. A owner, he sees trash, he walks over there and pick it up. He sees dust on the window, he cleans it. He sees that the product is molded, he removes it and put in a fresh product. He sees that the sign is not working, he calls an electrician. A owner does everything. A owner takes risk, and he's a problem solver. Owners see the big picture. They make a meaningful contribution to society, to a relationship, and more importantly, to themselves. That's an owner. Brothers and sisters, relationships do not work because there is two employees in a relationship. You're only putting in enough effort. You're only doing enough to keep that person from leaving. And they're doing enough just to keep you to stay. But what happens if you got two people that are sold out? They are owners. They don't care what you do. They are focusing on what they're going to do. They're going to love you so much, you'd be an idiot to leave. In fact, you can't. Do you know that if you really love somebody, they can't leave? The Bible says it this way, that love demands a response. It doesn't ask. The Bible says that if you return good for evil, it's like reaping coals of fire upon somebody's head. They go home and they're going to act bad. They're going to act like, oh, yeah, I don't care about you. They're going to go home and cry like a little baby. That's an owner. A owner, number one, is transparent. A owner, number two, has clear, quantifiable, measurable goals in his head. Number three, a owner has a stake in the outcome. That's an owner. Three steps to know that you're an owner. Number one, you're transparent. Number two, you got goals. They are clear. And they're quantifiable. I can see you in the elevator. And you got your elevator speech. I love to give mine. People ask me, hey man, what do you do? Well, I'm master teacher 33. Really? What the hell is that? Well, I do didactic teaching. Didactic teaching? Yeah, what is that? Oh, I reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify. I express, expose, and I expand. I inspire, inform, and influence. The word of God, wealth, health, and nutrition. What do you do? Well, you know, yeah, well, I work over here at, what do you do? Who are you being while you're on this earth sucking up God's green air? What's in your mind when you sleep at night? Now, what you be and what you do should be the same thing, but a lot of times they are not. For a long time, I was being a teacher, but I wasn't doing what teachers do. You see, brothers and sisters, everybody got a dream. and they're wondering why. So go to the hood right now. Everybody got a dream. Everybody is living their past success. Oh, man, remember back in the day, man, I used to carry the rock. I was a number one, you know, running back. Man, how long ago? That was 20 years. Come on, dog. So you're still living off the dream of when you played football when you was in high school? How old are you now? 40 what? And you still talking about what you did in high school? What have you done since then? Well, you know, the white man holding me down, man. You know what I'm saying? Little jobs out here. You know, man, we can't do nothing, man. Really? A owner, brothers and sisters, the definition of an owner is this. An employee does nothing while he's dreaming. And he believes that that is the key to success. A owner knows that the key to success is not just having a dream. That's great. But what are you doing while you're dreaming? What are you doing while you're reading? What are you doing while you're praying? See, you don't get what you pray for. You get what you think about while you're praying. See, you don't get what you dream. You get what you are doing while you're dreaming. A owner understands that I got a mindset that requires action. Oh, it's great to have great thoughts. But if those thoughts are not followed up by action, faith without works is dead. A owner, he got big dreams, but he got bigger steps. A owner, he goes the extra mile. He gives the effort, the extra effort. He chooses to do things that actually empowers him and the people that are around him. Owners have the ability to see the big picture because they got a big vision. And they know how to use that vision to empower themselves. Owners are never short of energy because they're never short of pictures. So if you got a mental picture in your head, again, that produces a chemical in the body. That chemical forces the body to move. The Bible says it this way: slack, slothful, sluggard, rich, young ruler. Now, I have this inside of my book, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich. The Bible says that the sluggard, first of all, the Bible says, if you are slack, you will have lack. It says, if you are slothful, you will be put to forced labor. If you are a sluggard, you will dream dreams and have nothing. That is the definition of an employee. An employee, again, does not mean that you work for somebody else. An employee means that you are a mental slave to somebody else. A owner has a mentality that boosts his reality. A owner has a mentality that empowers his reality. Your spiritual mentality determines your physical reality. Owners have a spiritual mentality. That's it. A owner simply says, if it is to be, it's up to me. That's what an owner does. An employee says, that's not my job. An employee will see trash on the floor. But an employee ain't going to do nothing about the trash that he sees. It's not his job. That's an employee. That's a follower. All you gotta do is just make one switch. If you see something that needs to be done, do it. A owner and an employee basically are the exact same thing. It is, they have the same disposition. The only difference is the employee knows what, the owner knows why. An employee knows what to do, but the owner knows what to do and why we're doing it. You want to make owners out of your employees? I am proud of my children, and this is what I told them all the time. I am so proud of my daughter, Sade, has her own dance company up in Dallas. My middle daughter is in Minnesota, living her dream, doing her thing. My son, BJ, is doing great. My son, that's a freshman, a senior in high school, just got a full ride presidential scholarship to the biggest university here in the state of Texas. My youngest daughter is doing great, all because I inspired them and I told them, Don't be a follower. Be a leader. And the way you be a leader is not only do you understand, not only do you have an ideal of what you want to do, but make sure you have an understanding of why you're doing it. Make sure that you do purpose-based production. Make sure that whatever you put your hands to can be traced back to a quantifiable, measurable reason. Okay, you're doing A. Why are you doing it, and how are you measuring if A is successful or not? That's an owner. An owner invests a little bit more time, a little bit more energy. An owner establishes his own space. He is the master of his own destiny. That doesn't mean that he walks on carries himself all arrogant like he's God. That just means that he has a gift, he knows what it is, and he's perfecting it. That's an owner. An employee, they don't have a gift. They don't care about no gift. An employee, they want safety and security in exchange. They give up. Again, the risk, because it does take risk to be an owner, because you got to go out on a limb to find your purpose. And then once you find that purpose, you got to put in the energy to fulfill the purpose. And so an owner takes risk, but they're not a risk to the owner, because the owner has a plan that powers. He has a positive problem-solving plan. So it's not a risk. It's a calculated investment, because God gave him a plan. So he's going to put forth his effort into that plan to bring that plan into fruition, because that plan solves the problem. So again, owners, they take all of their energy. They put it into a product, service, or information that is endued with enthusiasm, that solves a problem, that benefits others more than it benefits them. That is the definition of an owner. And an owner gets that ability to do that because of his mentality. And his mentality has a picture that it is in his head, that is based upon his DNA, that is purpose-based. He knows this purpose came from his creator, and that empowers him to go out and do things that he doesn't have to do. That empowers him to get up early and stay up late. That empowers him, and that motivates him to go above and beyond the call of duty. So he does that little extra because he got extra energy, because he always have that picture in the back of his head that God showed him, and that image empowers him. Where there is no vision, people cast off restraint. That means where there is no vision, people run buck wild. They don't have the ability to control themselves. If you got a problem with self-control because you don't have no vision, where there is vision, there is purpose. Where there's purpose, there's a principle. Where there's principles, there's a process. Where there's a process, there's a procedure. Where there's a procedure, there's a product. Where there's a product, there's a profit. Where there's a profit, there is prosperity. And where there's prosperity, there is peace. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Please go to the website. Again, the first website, wakeupblackamerica.com. Read the article on leaving the black consumer behind. Black folks, we got a lot of work to do in our community. Next, go to my website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says products and services. Pick up a copy of my book, The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich. It basically helps you to develop a ownership mentality. So that way you are a leader. You are an eagle. We all are eagles. Some of us just act like chickens. We all are leaders, but some of us, we act like followers. The pie is big enough for everybody to lead in their area of giftedness. It's when you get outside of your area of giftedness that leaders bump heads. As long as you lead in your area, you can't lead in my area. I can't lead in your area. I don't want to lead in your area because I don't have no power to be you. But every time I get in my space, every time I get in my lane, every time I fulfill my destiny, I can do this all day. I don't get tired. I don't get angry. I don't get frustrated. Why? This is my God-ordained gift. Therefore, my energy comes from God. So God is in me, operating as me, manifesting himself through me. That's how you express, expose, and expand. That's how you inspire, inform, and influence. That's how you reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify. My brothers and my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May the Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brother, as always, my sister, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Negative with thoughts, then you should blur it out. Why take a sedative when you could take your courage out? Why take a sedative when you could take your courage out? Let's make them feel it, we ain't even got to curse it all. Like getting digits, you ain't even have to flirt it all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I got these dividends, that dividends can't buy it all. I'm about to shift again, no blending and no not at all. And all my frenemies and enemies and buy them all. Cause this is skipping, it's the misery is about to fall. They got monopolies and properties inside a store. Don't trace that money out there properly, it's not for y'all. And ain't it funny, cause we'll grind but we don't fight at all. I know we think it but we keep it all inside us all. I know we think it but we keep it all inside us all.